We believe this is a good thing because Mr. Soul to Soul and some of our colleagues were put in jail for more than 7 to 9 years for some of them. We've been always saying that this accusation was not on any legal basis. But we're happy today they're out because that means like today the government understand that there's no reason to keep them. For us, we're always hoping they can be outside, join their family and live a normal life.
Does Mr. Soro feel that he should have also gotten pardoned?
Mr. Soro has always said that he's innocent. Now, what we see today, we believe that all of the people, you know, in this situation should be also free, you know, so they can join their family. For Mr. Soro, he will give his opinion when it's time. But for me, I think he also should be able to join his family in Ivory Coast without any restriction to him.
Now, is Mr. Soro still planning on returning to Ivory Coast?
I mean, to plan to return wherever he is now, his main goal has always been to be with his family. And no one, even the Ivory Coast Constitution, agree in keeping Ivorian outside of their country for this kind of time. So he should be really able to join his family, you know, to be with them in Ivory Coast. And this is our main prayer today, you know, for him to be safe in his family without any restriction. So we believe that he should be in back home.
But President Ouattara's government has said that he's free to return.
Yeah, but we know that the same government also has put some accusation, you know. You were there when they said, because if you want someone to return, I mean, like, you also lift all the accusation on him. Like they say, he's been condemned for life. And at the meantime, you cannot say to someone, come back, and then when the accusation is there. So to be able to do it, to see they can lift, you know, and dismiss all the lawsuit against Mr. Soro, all the accusation against him, so then he will be able to return.
Where is Mr. Soro now?
Mr. Soro, as I said last time, is living in Niger. That's where he's been granted asylum.